This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why communicators now lead business strategy. The communicator is now the strategist. Deal with it. What happened? Corporate communications leaders are no longer just polishing press releases and managing media calls. A visible shift is underway across industries. The communications function is moving from the edge of the org chart to the centre of strategic decision making. The person who once handled messaging is now being asked to shape the direction of the business itself. The communication angle. Let's compare two versions of a communications leader. Version 1, the spokesperson. This person is brought in after decisions are made, handed a talking point sheet, and told to craft the narrative. They are reactive by design. The organization treats communication as a coat of paint applied after the house is built. Version 2, the strategic communicator. This person is in the room when the decision is being made. They ask one question that changes everything. How will the people we need most, our employees, our customers, our investors, react to this? That question is not a PR question. It is a business question. And the leaders who understand that are the ones pulling communications professionals into the inner circle. Here is the real difference between these two approaches. The spokesperson translates decisions. The strategic communicator stress tests them. One works backward from a message. The other works forward from an audience. That gap is enormous, and most organizations are still stuck on the wrong side of it. The communicators who have made this leap did not do it by becoming better writers. They did it by becoming better listeners and sharper thinkers about cause and effect. They learned to say things like, if we announce this on a Friday without context, we lose 3 weeks of internal trust. That is not spin. That is strategic foresight, and it belongs at the leadership table. The organizations that still treat communications as a support function are making a structural mistake. In a world where one poorly worded memo can become a headline in 4 hours, the communicator is your early warning system, your crisis buffer, and your culture architect. Keeping them out of strategy is like hiring a doctor and only calling them after the patient collapses. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on reading your audience before you open your mouth gives you a framework for mapping who sees your message and what they already believe before you say a word. The strategic communicators rising through the ranks right now are not smarter than everyone else. They have just made this one habit automatic. They think about the receiver before they think about the message. That sequence is everything. The takeaway. If you lead a team or an organization, do this before your next significant decision. Bring your communications lead into the conversation before you finalize anything. Give them the raw plan, not the polished version. Ask them one direct question. What is the worst way this could land, and who gets hurt by it? The answer will either confirm your direction or save you from a costly mistake. That single habit separates organizations that communicate well from those that are always apologizing. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.